Acts chapter 18. After these things he departed from Athens and came to Corinth, having found a certain Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy, and Priscilla, his wife, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to depart from Rome. He went to them, and because he was of the same trade, he remained with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, persuading both Jews and Greeks. And when both Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul was constrained by the word, solemnly testifying to the Jews, that Jesus was the Christ. But when they resisted and blasphemed, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be upon your head. I am clean. From now on I will go to the Gentiles." And he left there and went into the house of one named Titius Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house was next to the synagogue. And Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with his whole household, and many of the Corinthians, when they heard, believed and were baptized. And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision, "Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not be silent, because I myself am with you, and no one will assail you to harm you, because I have many people in this city." And he remained there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. But while Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews rose up against Paul with one accord and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This man incites men to worship God contrary to the law." But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or some wicked crime, O Jews, I would for that reason tolerate you. But if there are questions concerning words and names and your own law, look after it yourselves. A judge of these things I do not intend to be." And he drove them away from the judgment seat. And they all laid hold of Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the judgment seat. And Gallio was not concerned about any of these things. And Paul, having remained there yet a considerable number of days, took leave of the brothers and sailed away to Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. And they arrived at Ephesus, and he left them there. But he entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. And when they asked him to remain for a longer time, he did not consent. But taking leave of them and saying, "I will come back to you again, God willing," he put out to sea from Ephesus. And coming down to Caesarea, he went up to Jerusalem and greeted the church and went down to Antioch. And when he had spent some time there, he went off, passing through the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, confirming all the disciples. And a certain Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, an eloquent man, arrived at Ephesus, and he was powerful in the Scriptures. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. And this man began to speak boldly in the synagogue. And when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him to themselves and expounded the way of God to him more accurately. And when he intended to pass through into Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. And when he arrived there, he helped much, through grace, those who had believed. For he vigorously confuted the Jews publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was the Christ.